not more secure, but glorified spirits in heaven, even as we claim only the mercy of God, saving us miserable sinners. Yet God has given to His people eternal life, and nothing can separate us from His love. So let us then turn to the insert in our bulletins to read, as we look at the Word of God from the Belgic Confession of Faith, Articles 3 and 4. So let us read together our Confession of Faith. First of all, Article 3, the written Word of God. We confess that this Word of God was not sent nor delivered by the will of man, but that holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, as the Apostle Peter says, 2 Peter 1:21, and that afterward God, from a special care which He has for us and our salvation, commanded His servants, the apostles and apostles, to commit His revealed word to writing. And He Himself wrote with His own finger the two tables of the law. Therefore, we call such writings holy and divine scriptures. And Article 4, the canonical books of the Holy Scripture. We believe the Holy Scriptures are contained in two books, namely the Old and the New Testament, which are canonical, against which nothing can be alleged. These are thus named in the Church of God. The books of the Old Testament are the five books of Moses, to wit, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the book of Joshua, Judges, Ruth, the two books of Samuel, the two of the Kings, the two books of the Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, the Psalms, the three books of Solomon, namely the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs, the four great prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and the 12 lesser prophets, namely Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Those of the New Testament are the four evangelists, to wit, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Acts of the Apostles, the 13 epistles of the Apostle Paul, namely, 1 to the Romans, 2 to the Corinthians, 1 to the Galatians, 1 to the Ephesians, 1 to the Philippians, 1 to the Colossians, 2 to the Thessalonians, 2 to Timothy, 1 to Titus, 1 to Philemon, Hebrews, the seven epistles of the other apostles, namely 1 of James, 2 of Peter, 3 of John, 1 of Jude, and the revelation of the apostle John. And so, brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, as we look at the canon of God's Word, first of all, looking at Article 3, we confess that the Word of God was not sent nor delivered by the will of man, but that holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. We have to understand, we understand from the Scriptures that this is God-breathed, breathed out like we talk. It requires breath from us. God breathes out His Word. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And so, we have to understand, they spoke by the will of God, being moved by the Holy Spirit. That is a quote of 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. Knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Lady's Aid, we've been looking through Calvin's Institutes, and Calvin at the beginning of the Institutes spends a lot of time understanding how we know God. And We just in the last couple of months have looked at the question of, is this all we have? Is the Bible all? And there are many churches that say that there is continued revelation. But we understand from Scripture that the canon, which we'll look at in Article 4, is closed. That there is not new Scripture being added to it. That these books that we have talked about, that we read through, and yeah, it's sometimes hard to follow along with that kind of reading, but brothers and sisters, I want to think about that fact. That these are the Word of God, and that afterwards, continuing there in Article 3, God, from a special care which He has for us and for our salvation, commanded His servants, the prophets and apostles, to commit His revealed Word to writing. That God wrote down for us His Word. Now we have to understand, God doesn't give us everything that He spoke out. We know that the Apostle Paul wrote other books. I believe one to Laodicea. There were other books or epistles that were written. But brothers and sisters, these are the ones God has collected for us so that we know what we need to know for our salvation. Of course, we've been looking at this idea for a couple of weeks now. I've quoted from John 20. But I think it's well worth our time, John 20, 30, and 31, the purpose that John writes, what he wrote. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Why do we have what we have in the Bible? Is it random? Just what people collected? No, it is the power of God. It is by the revelation of the Spirit of God. Now, these books, these things are what God wants us to know so that we may know who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. And that God has brought that to us through history. That God has kept up the books of the Bible. We have thousands upon thousands of early copies of the Bible. We, in finding the Dead Sea Scrolls, pushed back the history of the Old Testament 400 years before we had a copy previously. Meaning that when we read, we previously only had more modern written down copies of the Old Testament. And when we found the Dead Sea Scrolls, we could read and we could see and compare over a period of 600 years older. That nobody had gone in there, changed things. You know, people claim that stuff, right? Oh, that Bible, that was changed. Now, we know the history of the Bible. And I don't want to get entirely into that. But we have not only the written down copies, we also have the evidence of what the apostles taught in other writings that aren't in the Bible. And we can say, no, this is what the apostles taught that Jesus taught. And so when those who argue and say, well, the church changed the Bible, we know that, right? You've heard that all. We can look and we can say, no, we not only have the Bible in front of us, we have other writings that corroborate that, that give us evidence that this is really what was written in the Bible. And other things, there were those who were trying to mess around and change things. And we have the history there as well. And He wrote down these things. He breathed them out, the exact words that He needs us to know and to hear and to understand how we are saved, who God is, insofar as God desires us to understand. We call such writings holy and divine scriptures. And then we talk about the Old and the New Testament, and we get into the books of the Old and New Testament. Now, I've already gotten into that a little bit. The history there is so important for us. Because, as I've said, there are many who are trying to throw shade at the Scriptures. Oh, that's not really the Bible. That's all changed. My brothers and sisters, how did we get the canon? First of all, what's a canon? A canon is a ruler. It's a measuring tool. A canon is the idea that these are the true measure of what we should have in our Bibles. And how did we get there? It wasn't the church initially that was saying, hey, we need a list of books. It was other people who were heretics saying, no, we can't listen to that stuff. Here's a book over here you need to listen to. And the church, in reaction to that, said, no, these are the true books of the Bible. And these are the ones we need to listen to. And so as we look at the Bible, we have a list. And that's important. That's good for us to know this is what should be in the Bible. And by the way, historically, and we talked about this in Ladies' Aid and Family Bible Study at the Christmas party. We said, how do we know? Is it just because we have a list here? Is that what we need only? No, it is by the work of God, by His Holy Spirit within us, verifying to us that these are the books of the Bible. These are God speaking to us. As we think about this, there are some who say, well, don't read that other stuff. The Gospel of Thomas, oh, take a read of that. It's online. It's hilarious to think that that holds a candle to what we have in the Word of God. Get out the Shepherd of Hermes. Yeah, those are those intertestamental books, right? Read that. Take a look at it. To say that that is equivalent to the Word of God is an absolute joke. And yet there will be people who challenge our Bible and say, you need to read that stuff instead of, I mean, this Bible thing was brought up by some bunch of men smoking cigars in a corner, right? This is the Word of God. It attests to itself as we read it in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. And yet, at that same time, we have the measure the church has throughout history said, these are the books. And this is the one book written by God for us, as we've said, so that we may know, that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. And so, brothers and sisters, we need to be in that book, reading it. You know my passion for us as Christians to be reading that Word. We need the counter to the culture that's going to say to us so many lies. We need the Word of God to be breathing it, living it. Not that then we get to look down on others and say, you're not doing as good reading as I am. But rather, that we would love God, that we would love the author so much, we want to read what He wrote to us. I love, it makes me a little uncomfortable, but I think it's accurate that this is God's love letter to us. You get a love letter from the guy who loved you the most and gave His life for you, you throw it in the back corner? Let it get covered with dust? Of course not. You read that sucker and reread it. We have the most beautiful book. And sadly, I would say 99% of them sit on the shelf somewhere collecting dust. And so, brothers and sisters, we have the written down Word of God, written down, breathed out by God, worked by God, by His Holy Spirit, written down by the hands of prophets and apostles, so that you and I can read it today. and we can study it, and we will never plumb the depths of it. How awesome our God is, and how awesome His care and His love for you and I is as we look at His Word. Amen.